Book 5, Chapter 38. That fall the snow came very late. We lived in a brown wooden house in the pine trees on the side of the mountain, and at night there was frost so that there was thin ice over the water in the two pitchers on the dresser in the morning. Mrs. Göttingen came into the room early in the morning to shut the windows and started a fire in the tall porcelain stove. The pine wood crackled and sparked, and then the fire roared in the stove, and the second time Mrs. Göttingen came into the room, she brought big chunks of wood for the fire and a pitcher of hot water. When the room was warm, she brought in breakfast. Sitting up in bed, eating breakfast, we could see the lake and the mountains across the lake on the French side. There was snow on the tops of the mountains, and the lake was a gray steel blue. Outside in front of the chalet, a road went up the mountain. The wheel ruts and ridges were iron-hard with the frost, and the road climbed steadily through the forest and up and around the mountain to where there were meadows and barns and cabins in the meadows at the edge of the woods looking across the valley. The valley was deep, and there was a stream at the bottom that flowed down into the lake, and when the wind blew across the valley, you could hear the stream in the rocks. Sometimes we went off the road and on a path through the pine forest. The floor of the forest was soft to walk on. The frost did not harden it as it did the road. But we did not mind the hardness of the road because we had nails in the soles and heels of our boots, and the heel nails bit on the frozen ruts, and with nailed boots it was good walking on the road and invigorating. But it was lovely walking in the woods. In front of the house where we lived, the mountain went down steeply to the little plain along the lake, and we sat on the porch of the house in the sun and saw the winding of the road down the mountainside and the terraced vineyards on the side of the lower mountain, the vines all dead now for the winter and the fields divided by stone walls, and below the vineyards the houses of the town on the narrow plain along the lake shore. There was an island with two trees on the lake, and the trees looked like the double sails of a fishing boat. The mountains were sharp and steep on the other side of the lake, and down at the end of the lake there was the plain of the Rhone Valley, flat between the two ranges of mountains. And up the valley where the mountains cut it off was the Dent du Midi. It was a high, snowy mountain, and it dominated the valley, but it was so far away that it did not make a shadow. When the sun was bright, we ate lunch on the porch, but the rest of the time we ate upstairs in a small room with plain wooden walls and a big stove in the corner. We bought books and magazines in the town and a copy of Hoyle, and learned many two-handed card games. The small room with the stove was our living room. There were two comfortable chairs and a table for books and magazines, and we played cards on the dining table when it was cleared away. Mr. and Mrs. Göttingen lived downstairs, and we would hear them talking sometimes in the evening, and they were very happy together too. He had been a head waiter, and she had worked as a maid in the same hotel, and they had saved their money to buy this place. They had a son who was studying to be a head waiter. He was at a hotel in Zurich. Downstairs there was a parlor where they sold wine and beer, and sometimes in the evening we would hear carts stop outside on the road, and men come up the steps to go into the parlor to drink wine. There was a box of wood in the hall outside the living room, and I kept up the fire from it. But we did not stay up very late. We went to bed in the dark in the big bedroom, and when I was undressed I opened the windows and saw the night and the cold stars and the pine trees below the window, and then got into bed as fast as I could. It was lovely in bed, with the air so cold and clear and the night outside the window. We slept well, and if I woke in the night I knew it was from only one cause, and I would shift the feather bed over very softly, so that Catherine would not be wakened, and then go back to sleep again, warm with the new lightness of thin covers. The war seemed as far away as the football games of someone else's college, but I knew from the papers that they were still fighting in the mountains because the snow would not come.